Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf, Shabbos 100, pagination, page 199. Let's start from a small piece, about 25 lines up from the bottom. The beginning of the line has the word Hamislakate. And we'll start on the previous line at the end of the line as we get into that word. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Tel HaMislakate, a mound that slopes, Asara Mitoch Arba, 10 Tfachim out of 4 Amos. So 4 Amos is always the number that we use for an area. When we talk about the size of a room for mezuzah, it's arba al arba, 4 amos by 4 amos, around 7 feet. When we talk about an area that you're allowed to move something in Rishus Sarabim without the violation, thank you, excuse me. You're dealing with 4 amos as the area designated. If something slopes 10 tfachim within that area, So what's the significance of 10 tfachim? 10 tfachim is the height of a wall, halachically. So it slopes that amount, v'zorak v'nochal gabov, and you threw something and it landed on top of it, chayiv. You would be in violation. In other words, very often things slope, but they slope gradually, and they're simply included in the Rishus HaRabim in which they are. The hill goes a little bit up. No one's going to say that suddenly it became Rishus HaYachid. It's all part of the topography of the neighborhood. But when it slopes so distinctly that it's this major slope, so then it becomes the equivalent of a wall. I once took a tour of a area, Eruv, and the checker, the person responsible, showed me how next to the railroad, the slope of the hill is so distinct going down towards the railroad tracks that he doesn't need to put a wire during this 100-foot span. It's blank. It doesn't need any sort of Eruv, because that slope is considered the wall. So I asked him, how do you know how big the slope is? So he showed me, number one, he showed me in his car, he has triangles. He has a method of measuring what level slope it is. But he said, but go try to climb it. And I tried to jumpstart myself to try to make my way up. And the only way to make my way up was to grab onto the saplings that were growing out of the slope. The slope, literally, it's a wall. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's considered a significant enough slope to rely on. The ramifications of it being a slope, number one, it'll be considered as a wall. Number two, the way the Gemara is presenting it right now is simply that if you threw to the top of that wall, if it was designed in such a way that it didn't slope back down into the public area, it would really be the top of a mound. It would be its own reshus. It would be considered a reshus hayachid. Tanya nami hachi. We learnt similarly. Mavui sheshava lesocho, a mavui that is equal at this border to the mavui, to the alleyway. V'nasa madron l'reshus harabim. But there's a slope going into Rishus HaRabim, or Shavu l'Rishus HaRabim, or it's equal with the public area. V'nasa madron l'socho, but it's got this massive slope going into the alleyway. So osa mavui einet zorach lo lechi v'lo kora. That mavui does not require any sort of tikkun, fixing, to demarcate it from the Rishus HaRabim, because by definition the slope is servicing it in that way. Now, there are a bunch of considerations that we have to consider. Number one, this is fairly easy. What measurements are we using? Are we using that it's 4 amos had you been walking on the floor? Draw an imaginary line where the dirt obviously is covering, but draw an imaginary line across the floor and you're entitled to 4 amos going the entire horizontal of our application along the floor. Or is the 4 amos going on the slope? Imagine a perfect slope, which is simply a triangle. So, picturing it in your mind, the left-hand corner is a right angle. So, where I'm standing when I start analyzing the slope, as I walk to the right angle, straight, flat, in a place where I can't walk, because there's dirt blocking, mm-hmm. but that flat piece would be considered the Dalet Amos, 7 feet for argument's sake. Or am I only entitled to get my 10 tefachim high as a result of walking along the slope, the hypotenuse of this triangle, walking from where I'm standing to the top of the triangle, which is going to be using up 4 amos faster because you're walking both horizontal and vertical. You're using up your distance allocated sooner. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference? I don't know. But there's definitely a difference. How do you count it? Some of the poskim infer from the wording Hiluch Dalet Amos, walking Dalet Amos, they infer that you're walking the hypotenuse as you analyze this. And that it's got to reach Ten Tvachim from the ground, it's got to reach where you are, where you actually walk this thing the way it is, 4 amos worth of walking. So that's one consideration. You can work on it. It's not a hard thing to think about on your own, just which way is going to give you a better deal, so to speak, in trying to get your 10 tefachim. Another fascinating case is, we understand if the slope is a long the area that we want to have a wall. So it's sloping from the private area to the public area, so it's considered a wall. What happens if it's sloping the other direction? It's sloping along the wall. I have the right side of my border, the left side of my border, and this slope is going from left to right. It's sloping along the border, not separating me from the public area, but along where I would build my fence. Some of it I don't have to build a fence because there's the slope going where the fence would be, from left to right as I'm facing the border. Mm-hmm. Question here is, you're building your fence and you're building your Tzuras HaPesach, your pole and your wire. Where does the last pole have to reach? Does it have to reach the beginning of this slope? Because after that it's considered a wall. Does it have to reach the top of the slope? Because it doesn't become a wall until it gets the entire height, the entire angle. In other words, when you come up to a fence, a true fence, it's no big deal because the top of the fence and the bottom of the fence are in the same spot, so you just bring your pole up to the edge of the fence. What happens if the fence is on a slope? Is it a fence right away or is it not a fence right away? The difference here is massive when you're dealing with an Eruv that's built up to a highway. So the highway will generally have overpasses, and you could build your Eruv with your poles and your wires right up to the cement slope that goes up to the overpass. It's a fairly steep slope very often. Mm-hmm. And you could put the last pole at the beginning of that cement slope. Or, one can argue, it's not yet a wall. A person walking up to that slope at that point, from looking at it from the side, could take a quick jump and stand on that fence. Mm-hmm. The first four
few steps could be.
The first few steps is still not quite a wall yet. Mm-hmm. Are you entitled to consider it a wall right away, or do you have to bring your Erev in another few feet so that this cement wall can pick it up from there, because at that point it became a wall? Let's see the final statement of the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, Tala mislakad asara betoch arba. Indeed, if a slope is this dimension, vizorak v'nochal gabov, and it rested on top, chayiv, you would be chayiv, that it is considered on top a private area. But as we're saying, there becomes a lot of analysis regarding the status of the wall as it is sloping. Yeshua, have a great day.